Who was your oldest child? Who is your
Frankie.
Oldest? Frankie.
Frankie.
All right, if you were, how many do you have?
I have 6 living and 1 dead.
And 7 altogether. And you'd say Frankie was your what child?
First one.
Your first one? And what would you say the next one is? Is your...
A daughter, Marie.
Well, but then she's not your first one, she's your...
Second.
All right, and then your...
Third was Lucille, another daughter.
She was your...
Third daughter.
And your...
Fourth was a boy.
Fourth one is a boy.
W.J.
That's W.J., I know him. And what's the next one?
The twins, Billy and Betty.
What would you call them? Your...
Well, fifth.
Fifth and...
Sixth
one. And then your next
seven.
One is...
The first one died.
I see. And so what would be this one?
The seventh.
Seventh one and the...
The twins were the seventh.
All right, but now if you had some more, you would have a...
Eight.
An eighth one? And then a...
Nine.
And a...
Ten.
Tenth, okay. That's the words I was getting you to say. It's easy, isn't it? Okay, all at once. See. Sometimes, Ms. Allen, you feel like you get your good luck just like... Just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes, let's see if I can get you, you feel like you get your good luck just a little at a time, but when you get your bad luck, it comes how?
And, I don't know what to say. All at once.
All at once. All right, all at once, or two once. I'm not sure here what they had in mind, but if a person said if he said it more than once, if a person said it more than once, he'd be saying something
twice.
Twice. Okay, that's right. Last year I got 20 bushels to the acre. A farmer might say that last year I got 20 bushels to the acre. This year I got 40 bushels. So this year's crop was just
double.
Double? All right. Double last year's. Could you tell me the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
That's very good. You know, to start off with, Pearlie, I didn't ask you how old you are. Do you still tell your age?
Yeah.
How old are you?
If I live to March the 12th, I'll be 85.
You're kidding. I said you're 83. I've been telling a story on you. March the 12th, be 85 years old. You know, my mother's 76, and she's in pretty good health. Name the days of the week, if you will.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And then Sunday we start all over again with it. What's the seventh day called in the Old Testament?
Sabbath.
Right, Sabbath day. If you were going to meet somebody at the first of the day, what do you usually say to them?
In the morning?
Mm-hmm. What do you say? If the first thing in the morning they come to see you, what do you say?
Good morning.
Good morning. Until what time would you say that?
Till 12.
Up until, well, what afternoon, what would you say then?
Good afternoon.
All right. And what do you say when you leave people?
Goodbye.
Do you ever say anything else? Different than goodbye? So long, maybe?
Yeah.
Or see you later.
See you later.
Mexico, I'd say hasta luego. Let's say see you later. Hasta la mañana, see you tomorrow. But we're not in Spain or in Mexico. Okay. If you left someone then at 11 o'clock in the daytime, what would you say?
Goodbye.
Just say goodbye.
I'll
okay.
See you later.
And the part of the day after supper, what do you call that? What time of the day is it after supper?
Good night.
Oh, okay. It's night, but it's also another part of the day. It's later on.